Well, you know how excited I get when we have a guest on the show this morning. I am super excited to be welcoming to our show country music's finest. This guy's charted 21 singles, of six of those were number one. Those include So Much for Pretending, Sitting on Go, I'm Not Supposed to Love You Anymore, and Rebecca Lynn. Like to welcome to the show right now, Brian White. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How about you guys?
Oh, we're doing pretty good down here in Southeast Georgia. Man, it is so good to be talking to you again. I think the last time you and I talked was when I first started in radio. Although I've been to a lot of your shows, I remember it because my daughter was still, gosh, she was less than a year old. And I believe that was 1998 when I talked to you last.
Wow.
It's been a minute. Yes.
Man, that's been a minute.
It has been a minute. But you know what? Your country music journey has been like a lifetime of achievements, Brian. I couldn't be more proud of you. Tell us a little bit about what you've done.
Well, thank you so much. That's really sweet, Evie. You know, everybody that gets into this crazy world, this circus we call the music business, it's, you know, we start out with a dream. We want to make music. And, you know, nobody knows what the outcome's going to be. You just know you want to do it, and you know, like for me, I knew I belonged in Nashville. I was just like, I got bit by the bug, and I was like, man, I want to make records like my hero, Steve Warner. And so I just packed up and moved to Nashville, and you know, I guess the rest is history, they say. But man, you know, it's not just me. There's so many people to thank along the way that kind of helped me to get to where I am, you know. But gosh, yes, you're right. It has definitely been an amazing journey with lots of ups and downs. But, man, I'm still inspired. I still love making music, and I still love touring. So I'm just so blessed, you know.
Well, Brian, I know one of the things that I don't think that you and I have talked about, because this would have been early on in my radio career, but you've written a lot of songs for people as well. Tell us a little bit about some of those songs that you've written.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate to be a part of a lot of music that, you know, a lot of songs that other artists have cut. And, man, Joe Diffie, Winona, Leanne Rimes, Diamond Rio, a bunch of artists out there, Love and Theft. I think it's you kind of find that little handful of writers that you have the best synergy and chemistry with, and you kind of keep going back to that well. So I think when I try to write, I typically will try to, you know, get back with that camp, because we always have good, you know, good chemistry, and something great always comes out of it. But man, I've been so grateful to have songs recorded by some of those iconic artists, you know.
And before we jump into what your current projects are and your shows that you've got coming up, I want to take a step back. I had a local guy on my show not too long ago, and we were talking about, you know, every artist kind of takes their own journey, their own route. But for the most part, did you have to go out and play bars and shows where there weren't a lot of people? Is that how you kind of got started as well, kind of putting in time?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I beat up the clubs per se, but when I went out, you know, to promote my first record, I definitely did a lot of clubbing. You know, I did, you know, a lot of small clubs, and some of them I did by myself. I basically sang to tracks, and I just had a tour manager, and then I went and did a radio tour, and then you know, when I started, you know, actually having a couple of hits, then the clubs I played got bigger, you know.
Yeah. So yeah. And, you know, I think actually at one point you played at Whiskey River back in Macon, Georgia, which is no longer open, but they brought in a lot of amazing country artists. And I usually worked in the live sound booth, so I think I remember seeing you up there a time or two as well.
Wow, yes. When you said that name, I just immediately went back there. Yes, I remember playing there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we had some good times up at Whiskey River. Of course, they're no longer in business. I hated to hear the owners had passed away. But, you know, I think, like, for every musician, they kind of go on their own journey, but a lot of them usually do play to tracks. They go out solo, and then they find their click or the niche, and then they kind of build their band from there. And it's a lot of travel, a lot of on the road. Was that something that you had to do once you got to Nashville? Did you travel a good bit as well, pile on to the bus?
Yeah, I remember some of the early days where we were just we were in a van and a trailer, you know, just trekking all over the country, and you know, doubling up in hotel rooms and just making it work until things started popping, you know.
So how long would you say it took before you brought home your first number one when you started your journey?
Someone Else's Star was my first number one. I remember, I don't know how long it takes songs to get up there these days, but back then, this one took 18 weeks, and I remember back then they all said, boy, that was like one of the longest lives of a single for back then. But I think that was that would have been late 95, early 96 probably when I had my first number one record.
So catch us up. What are you doing these days? I understand that you have some new music coming out.
I do. I have a brand new single that's been out for about 2-3 weeks now. And I've always wanted to release my own version of the Diamond Rio hit that I wrote called Imagine That. So Imagine That is now out, and I'm so excited about it. I'm so thrilled by all the love I've been getting back. A lot of people are really, really chiming in and telling me how good it is to hear something new from me. So thank you to everybody out there. And then I have a bunch more singles coming right behind that, too. I've got music coming to everybody all the way up into January, so I'm excited to be releasing new music.
Good deal. Hey, you know, I actually have my hands on a copy of that. Real quick, we're going to take a quick break, but before we do that, will you go ahead and introduce your brand new song for us?
I'd love to. This is a song that I wrote a long time ago that was a big hit for Diamond Rio, but this is my version of it, and I'm so proud to have it out as a single. It's called Imagine That.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to come back. Sorry, we're just kind of going all over the place this morning.
No, it's fine.
We're not live.
Totally fine.
And we're back on the phone this morning with one of country music's finest, and I'm super excited to have him on the show with me this morning, Brian White. Now, Brian, you're actually getting ready to come to Georgia very soon.
I am, and I'm excited. I've got so many Georgia friends. It's so weird. I think the Lord wants me to move to Georgia. I'm in Georgia all the time, so it's hilarious, but I'm so excited to be coming to the Colonnade Center next weekend, the 24th. I'm so excited. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a good time, and I tell you what, we're thinking that we would love to have you move down here to Baxley, and I actually know a really good real estate person. We could get you a second home down here.
All right, let's go.
You know, Charlie Daniels lived down here for a little while, as a matter of fact, but we would love to make you our newest resident right here in Baxley, Georgia.
Well, come on, let's talk.
Let's do it. So what is your touring schedule looking like right now?
Well, I'm gone pretty much every weekend. Sometimes they're full band weekends where it's the band and I all weekend, and then sometimes I do intimate acoustic shows, kind of like Storyteller, you know, intimate nights where I just play hits and then I share stories in between the hits. And that's really what I'm doing at, you know, in Ringgold next weekend. So
more of a one-on-one, very much more personal. And, you know, I think those shows are really the best because it's great to go to a big sold-out show with 30, 40,000 people. But I think you really get to know an artist much better when it's intimate like that. You get to hear their background and really feel the vibe of their music and kind of how it originated and transpired.
Well, you said it all right there. I don't even need to say anything. That's really what it is. I mean, honestly, they get to know you better. I actually get more, I get more positive feedback from the intimate, you know, theater shows probably than I do anything. I mean, I think people just really miss that element, you know, that real scaled down acoustic story, you know, telling stories and kind of giving a little backstory of each song, you know.
And there's no nosebleed section either, so that's perfect because then we can get good, great right. pictures and videos. And now, are you going to be doing a meet and greet at the show coming up in Ringgold? Or not?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We definitely will.
Good deal. Well, we're super excited about that show. And once again, that's coming up on this Friday. And tickets are still available, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. All right. We want you to go ahead and come on out and see Brian White. I can't wait. It's going to be a great time. Brian, thank you so much for spending a little time with us on the morning show this morning. We certainly do appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. Thank you for your time. And I'm so grateful to be able to jump on here with you and catch up, and I look forward to giving you a big hug and looking forward to the show.
I can't wait.